Is there ever a time when things are out of God's control?
Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. I say it to Him over and over, Lord, do anything You want with me, at any cost, work Your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about faith from Pamela Reeve's little book, Faith Is. And today, it's faith and panic. Have you read the New Testament all the way through? Have you read the Bible all the way through? Well, if you haven't read even the New Testament all the way through, let me suggest that you run, not walk, to your nearest Christian bookstore and buy yourself a New Testament at least, if not a whole Bible. There's a variety of Bibles, and your Christian bookstore will have a tremendous selection, and they can help you get the right one. But let me suggest that if you feel as though you need something to tie you down, something to anchor your soul, what you need is a Bible. And if you think, oh, I've tried reading the Bible before, it's just, all that strange, archaic language and everything, I really could never make head or tail out of it. I can't relate to it. Or what is it people say now? It's not relate anymore. They say, I can't connect. I can't connect with the Bible. Well, I'm going to challenge that statement and read you a Bible story and tell me that you can't connect with this. One day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." Now, can you put yourself in that boat? I think you can. It's not that difficult. You can connect with that. So they put out, and as they sailed along, he went to sleep. Then a heavy squall struck the lake. They began to ship water and were in grave danger. Now put yourself in that position. What would you do? They went to Jesus and roused him, crying, "Master, Master, we're sinking." He awoke and rebuked the wind and the turbulent waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked. In fear and astonishment, they said to one another, "Who can this be? He gives orders to wind and waves, and they obey him." Now you can understand every word of that story. I think you can put yourself in the boat. Now these disciples knew Jesus well enough to know that he had worked miracles. And certainly they must have known that he could do something that they couldn't do, or they wouldn't have bothered to wake him up. But if a boat is shipping water and you're in grave danger, you want to do everything you can do. And so they went and woke him up and said, "We're sinking." And he woke up and he rebuked the wind and the turbulent waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. What kind of a man is that? Certainly not a mere man. And his question to them is, where is your faith? Pamela Reeve says in her little book, "Faith is rejecting the feeling of panic when things seem out of control, his control." Is there ever a time when things are out of God's control? No, there never is. And because Jesus could be totally at rest on the bosom of his Father, totally at rest in that little tossing boat in the middle of a storm, was because he knew that his Father was in control. His serenity was utterly undisturbed. He was able to sleep. And so he turns to the panicked disciples and he says, "Where is your faith?" Now, it's not hard for us to identify with the disciples' panic. You're not in a boat right now, I don't suppose, while you're listening to this program. But you may be in a very tough situation somewhere, somehow. And maybe you've panicked. Who can control weather? Well, man has discovered a few methods of controlling some things, like making rain. But generally speaking, man does not have much control over the weather. But Jesus could stand up and speak to the wind and the waves, and there was a sudden calm. Some of you have suffered losses because of hurricane, tornadoes, floods, winds, snow, ice, frost. How about you friends of mine up there in Manitoba? I know I have a lot of friends in Manitoba, and you know plenty about ice and frost and snow and frost heaves and wind on those prairies. Would it be different if you were in the boat with Jesus? Well, we think that it would. Well, if I'd been one of those disciples, I wouldn't have been in such a panic, wouldn't you? The truth is, we are in the boat with Jesus. Amy Carmichael wrote, "Thou art the Lord that slept upon the pillow. Thou art the Lord that calmed the troubled sea." There's never a moment that the everlasting arms let us go. Faith is rejecting the feeling of panic. And I hope that right now, as you listen to your radio, you will realize that the same Lord who calmed the wind and the sea can calm your heart and your spirit. He's in charge, you know. Will you let him take charge of your life? Notice that Jesus said, "Where is your faith?" In one of the other gospel accounts, he says to them, "Why are you so fearful?" They weren't perishing. They said, "We're perishing," but they weren't perishing. They were panicking. He proved his power over wind and wave. He's the master of all our circumstances today. Nothing is out of his control. If they seem to be out of control in your life, and things do get out of hand sometimes, don't they? You can bring them to him to whom all power is given in heaven and earth. I told a story the other day about Donna Otto's advice to an absolutely panicked woman who did not know where to begin cleaning up her 3 days' worth of dishes and several weeks' worth of laundry. I'm sure that if that woman had just quietly taken one thing at a time and asked the Lord to help her, she would have found the help that she needed. But as it was, Donna Otto was the Lord's voice to that woman to give her the help that she couldn't find by herself. Bring your panicky situation to him who is Lord of heaven and earth. Do you need to surrender power over your financial situation? Give it to God. Ask him for the wisdom that he promises, and we all need wisdom in the handling of money. Teach your children wisdom in the handling of money. Just because it's money that they've earned, don't let them waste it on things that are totally unnecessary. Once in a while, of course, you let them buy something that's not strictly necessary, but help them to make wise choices, not to buy 10 little things for a quarter or 50 cents, but to save up their money for one big thing that they might want more than the 10 little things, which have a very short life. Do you need to hand over to God power over your marriage? Is that the area in which you're panicking? How about your grown-up children who are causing you such deep concern? He's still in the boat. He's still in control. What about that pile of work that you're sure you can't handle? The pile of correspondence. You just want to dump the whole thing in the trash barrel and forget that you ever got letters from your friends. There's no way you can answer them all. Well, ask God for help. Or one practical suggestion, you know, you might write a form letter. My husband has just written his Christmas letter, which we don't send out before Christmas. We wait till we get all the Christmas cards, and then we send it out to the people that sent us Christmas cards, and then we add little notes to the people who wrote us notes. And that's one way of getting through a big pile. Do you need to hand over to God the winds of criticism, the waves of uncertainty and perplexity about some grave decisions that you have to make? Let me give you the Lord's word. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. And in Psalm 57, verse 7, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and raise a psalm. Now that's something that all of us can do, even in the times of deepest panic. We can put our faith in Him who is in control. Faith is rejecting the feeling of panic when things seem out of control. Repeat with the psalmist, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and raise a psalm. He's describing the state of his heart by faith, and he's telling God one willed action that he will take. I will sing. And it's amazing what singing can do. Singing may bring peace in your home and peace in your heart. Try it. You'll like it.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.